Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints. Good morning, everyone. I thank God, you know, for everyone that's on the prayer line this morning. This is Sister Gladys facilitating on Mondays. And I thank God for life this morning and a mind of clarity, a sound mind this morning on this day, which is June the 21st, 1922, for this hour, power of prayer. Pastor Darlene Bondage is our pastor. And good morning to you, Sister Bondage. Good morning to everyone that's on the prayer line today. Hallelujah. Thank God for you today that's on the line and the ones that wanted to be on the line. And for whatever reason they could not be, I thank God for them too because they had a mind to do so. So I just appreciate God this morning for grace and his mercies this morning because I'm alive and I don't have a pain in my body this morning. So I'm grateful and I want to start out with this song. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. I thank God for that song part, you know, that portion of the song this morning. And I just appreciate him for, you know, putting a song on my heart when I woke up this morning. That's the song that came on my heart this morning to sing. So I'm grateful and thankful for that. And I just wanted to know if anybody has a song to sing to give glory and honor to God, to give him the first fruit of our morning this morning. Open your mics this morning so you can sing a song this morning. We're just going to start with praise and, you know, and after that. I mean, right now we're going to start with praise. So anybody have a song in their heart to sing this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you.
Yes, good morning. Okay, all right. Well, let me see if I can get this voice together today. I do thank God for this opportunity to be in his presence. We have the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We have the power. It's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We have the power in the name of the Lord. We have the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We have the power. It's in the name of the Lord. We have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power It's in the name of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Must Jesus bear his cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. There's power, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood.
Amen. Thank you for that song this morning, Pastor Bondage. Is there anybody else have a song on their heart this morning that they would like to sing? Feel free to do so at this time. Anyone? And if not, then we will go forward with what God has for us today. And I'm just grateful and thankful today and for the scripture that was given to us, Psalms 18th chapter. And I think it's 3 or 1 to 3. But anyway, I read the whole chapter of Psalms. I mean, there's enough going on in Psalms that it will keep you here. You will be so filled. You can't even, you know, it's just so much. You know, it's just so much in here that we can feast on. And so I want to just read to you some parts. I love, Lord, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And this is about David. David's gratitude for deliverance and how he had the victory over all, you know, over all his battles in the name of Jesus, because he sought the face of God first. And I thank God for the first fruit of my morning, that we're giving it to him this morning. And not unto men, but we're giving it to him as it ought to be. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. And I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from mine enemies. And I just thank God for just that, just alone to feast on right there. Whenever we need him, he is there. And this psalm, it's almost a duplicate of 2 Samuel. And I went and I read 2 Samuel, and it's almost a duplicate of it, saying almost the same thing. And, it's just a delightful to feast on his word. And we may have been written toward the end of David's life, because with all of his victories, he sought the face of God first. And that's why he was victorious over all his battles. And that when this was written, there was a time when there was peace and he wasn't out warring for a while. God is praised for his glorious works and blessings through the years. And we must be thankful and praise God for the things that he's done already in our lives this morning. Just be thankful for that already. And so that's why I wanted to start out with that. But before we go any farther, I want to give praises to God. So we want to unroot our lives first and give thanks to God for all the things that he's done for us already. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Then we'll go into the word, and then we will take requests. So unmute your lines, and we're going to just start praising God for just giving him the first fruit of our mornings this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are so grateful. We are thankful for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
we
Lord God. We worship you, Lord
God. We thank you right now, God, for our victories, Father, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
right
Lord.
Now,
thank you for answering prayers, Lord God. Thank you for taking our family, Lord God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Yes,
Lord
God. In the name of Jesus, because God has already won. Hallelujah. Our battles were up in the heavens. He's already did that.
Thank
in the name of Jesus, there's nothing that we can think of that he has not covered in our life. So, Lord, we
thank
are thankful and grateful. Hallelujah. We thank you right
Lord,
now, God, for
thank you, Lord,
hallelujah.
Who you are
that
and what you are.
In the
hallelujah,
name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. That there are people
for what
out there, God, in the name of Jesus,
oh, yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
neighbors out there right now, God, for the souls that are crying out to God in the world right now, God. God, you hear all of us, Father, this morning
yeah,
in the name
well,
of Jesus. Father, you know everything that's going on with us this morning, God. And so, Lord, we're going to thank you already before because it's already done.
Yes,
in the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We are overcome by the words of our testimony, hallelujah, and the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are grateful to you for your Son, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Kevin, for all mankind. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in your Son, Jesus' name, for our injuries, for our trials, our storms, our calamities right now, God, for our persecution, Father. We are grateful, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks in all things, Father. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke every jinx, every witchcraft, every wall of spirit that comes against us, every conspiracy, every confederacy that comes against us right now, God, in this ministry, amen, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of
hallelujah,
and the spirit of destruction is bound, and I
yes,
the spirit of hell for which it came out of our house, and not going to somebody else's house. Right now, God, and who whom we are and whom we belong to. We belong to you this morning right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Father. We thank you right now, God, for being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being our strong tower, for being our rock, for being our salvation, for being our peace right now, God. We thank you right now, God, because we are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail, and we shall live and not die. We shall not be weary. But God is praised for his glorious works and blessings upon, I mean, through the years. People is limitless. And we just don't know just from, I mean, it's so wide, it's so deep, it's so high, it's so high. It's limitless of the things God that does we don't even realize that he's doing. So God's protection of his people is limitless. It can take many forms. And God is strategic. It's like military. He's strategic in whatever he do. And if we be strategic like he wants us to be, to come to him for everything, all of our needs come to him first, not looking unto man so we can get a quick fix or a quick answer. God answers and he does things by his own timing and not by ours. He's strategic in his plan and he's continued strategic when we strike out against different forms of evil and things like that. And so when we're in the will of God, our plans will not fail, just like David's plan, because he sought the face of God first in everything in his life, all of his battles. God, David characterized God's care with five military symbols. God is like a rock, and he is our rock, that can't be moved by any who would harm us. Our fortress. Number two, a place of safety, follow. Number three, a buckler, a shield that comes between us, hallelujah, and harm. Number four, a horn of salvation, a symbol of might and power, a tower high. Number five, a tower high above our enemies. If you need God's protection, look to God. We just look up what Psalms 21 says in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. The highest was an important designation for David to make. Heathen idols worship was deeply rooted in the land. Heathen and each region had its own deity. But these images of wood and stone were powerless. David was placing the Lord alone in a superior category. He is by far the highest in the name of Jesus because he is God. Troubles, like it says in Psalms 18:16, he sent from above. He took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated us, for they were too strong for us. Troubles he's talking about here is like many waters. You have troubles in so many different ways and so many different, you know, it comes in different forms. It can threaten to drown us, to overcome us. But David, he was helpless and weak, knew that God alone had rescued him. When the victories came, it wasn't us, nothing that we did on our own, but it was God's mercy that rescued us out of our troubles. And we need to remember that God can neither deliver, he can either deliver us or help us remain steady as we go through trouble. Either way, his protection is best for us. The way that he decides, we may not think so at the moment. But either way that it goes, that's the best thing for us at that particular time. When we feel like drowning, when you feel like you are drowning in trouble, ask God to help you. Hold steady. It holds you steady and protects you. He will. In his care, we are never helpless. Some people may think that belief in God is a crutch for weak people who cannot make it on their own. God is indeed a buckler. He's a shield. And he protects us when we are too weak to face certain trials by ourselves. And we can't do anything alone. We can't do anything without God. So we are helpless without him. But he does not want us to remain weak when we are weak. He strengthens, protects, and guides us in order to send us back into an evil world to fight for him. And we go to him when we have problems and troubles. Hallelujah. When we are weak, and we feel like we can't go on any further, that's when we go and get refilled back again. Hallelujah. He fills us up to the full of whatever we need to go back to the battle. We can't be cowards and run. We got to stay steady. We go and get our healing, our deliverance, or whatever it is that we may need for him, and then he thrusts us back into the battle. And so I just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he does not want us to remain weak. He strengthens and protects and guides us in order to send us back into an evil world to fight for him. Jesus did it, so who are we to think that we're not going to do it? We're going to go through some things, and people are going to hate us. But it's not really us they're hating. They're hating God, the devil. He's hating God, the God that's within us. That's who we hate. And so Jesus said they persecuted him, so they're going to persecute us too because they see the light that's in us. And then he continues to work with us. Strongest person. I don't care who they are. The strongest person on earth is infinitely weaker than God and needs help. David was not a coward. He was a mighty warrior who, with all his armies and weapons, knew that only God could ultimately protect and save him. God promises to give us strength to meet challenges, but he doesn't promise to eliminate them. If he gave us no rough roads to walk, no mountains to climb, and no battles to fight, we will not grow. He does not leave us alone with our challenges. For however, instead he stands beside us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Teaches us and strengthens us to face them in the name of Jesus. David offers an interesting twist, saying that God's gentleness has made him great. Hallelujah. The fruits of the Spirit. One of them. Our society believes that greatness is attained through a combination of opportunity, talent, and aggressiveness. But true greatness comes from living according to God's laws and standards, and recognizing that all we have comes not from our own ability and effort, but from the gentleness of God's mercy. Are you seeking his kind of greatness this morning? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. David was a merciful man, and he spared lives of many. Saul, Nabal, and Shimri. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth, hallelujah. And he asked God to destroy his enemies, not to kill them, literally kill them, but David was simply asking that when, he's going to see the wicked being punished for the things that they deserve and the things that they're doing. God is on the battlefield, and God is doing things behind the scene. And in front of our own eyes, we see that God has got the victory. His hand is in everything. He turns a curse into a blessing in the name of Jesus. There's nothing that God does not already know beforehand, before we even know that it's coming. And before the beginning of time, he already knew everything that was going to happen. Everything that was going to happen. Every rough road and mountain we were climbing. Every time we may have failed him. But he says, get back up. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not our might. We got to get back up and get back in. Hallelujah. Get back out on the battlefield for Christ. Because only what we do for Christ is going to last. So I just thank God for that. And I just wanted to say a little something on that. For the sake of time, I want to give everybody time and opportunity that want to time to for prayer requests, whether they have a song or not, a prayer request, or just what God has done for them today. And so this is your opportunity to do that, but be mindful. We want to give Pastor Darlene time enough to say what God has on her heart to say to us, whatever it is, in Jesus' name. Amen? So we want to be mindful and we want to be respectful of the time. So that we can do that in Jesus' name. Amen. So the mics are open for anyone and everyone that wants to have something to say. This is your time to say it in Jesus' name.
Good morning.
Is anyone there?
Good morning.
Hi,
this is
yes. Good morning.
I just want to thank God this morning for being able to fellowship this morning. I just thank God for the prayer, and we just I'm just asking God for prayer, for favor, increase, and just His divine intervention in my life and in my business. And my parents are out of town, and they should be traveling back from Charleston. So I'm praying for traveling mercies for them, and just keep my family uplifted and. Amen.
Amen, sister. Anybody else?
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I just thank God for all He's doing in my life that I'm aware of and not aware of. I just thank Him for storing blessings and miracles in my life and molding me into the person that He wants me to be, and I just give Him glory for who He molded me into and showing me favor and travel protection each and every time I get in my car, whether I go far or short distance. And I just praise Him and thank Him for who He are and what He are and for Jesus dying on the cross. And I just want to say hallelujah and everybody have a great day.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Anybody else?
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you listening in agreement. I just thank God for the encouragement, for the word and prayers and songs. Right,
you're welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
I just want to thank God for waking me up every day and watching over me and my family. And everybody have a blessed day.
Thank you, my sister. Anyone else? Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, I have something to say.
Excuse me, Sister Gladys. Yvonne didn't mention it, but she did a prayer request for our cousin Tina. And Tina... she's doing well, and they sent her up here from Perry, Georgia, to grade it by Emily. And she's doing well, and she returned home on yesterday. I saw her Sunday and yesterday at the hospital. So she is praising God for what He's done for her. They can't find any reason why she had it, and her speech is back. Her speech is back.
Hallelujah.
And she's doing real well. So I just want to praise God, too, for what He done for Tina.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Almighty God.
In power.
Jesus' name.
Power.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Power. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We are so grateful. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes,
the God
yes.
that we serve. Hallelujah. Yes. That was a baffle. They don't even know why.
Oh, yes.
But God
yes.
is God. And so we honor Him.
Thank
so we thank you. We thank God for the family. We
Lord,
thank God
yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Lord.
Yes. In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Praise
glory.
Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else that has something to say before I say what I need to say? The mics are open. It doesn't matter how small or how little. It could be a help to someone. You never know in the name of Jesus. You never know what somebody needs this morning. You might be the answer that they need. So is there anybody else have something that they want to say or either a song? It does not matter this morning.
Yeah. So good morning once again. This is Darlene. Well, I do want to give a testimony also. We prayed for Joan, who had brain surgery maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she had a relapse last week, but she is now back out of the hospital, so She's doing better. And we also just want to pray for Joan and her husband that they will be able to make the right decisions concerning both of their lives. He's pretty much unable to do much walking or anything like that, and they just need help to continue their lives together. And then I also want to pray for my cousin. Her name is Edwina. She is having some problems in her body, blood clots, and she had something up under her arm that she's been weak in her knees and all kinds of things going on in her body, sleep apnea, just various things. So pray for Edwina that God will bless her and heal her in her body. Amen?
Amen. We want to just go ahead and say prayer right now. God, we thank you right now, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Holy Ghost, right now for hallelujah, for the prayer that Sister Van Dodge just said about right now, God. Holy Ghost, take her hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every place on her body in the name of Jesus, God, that by your stripes she is healed. And every organ, every tissue, hallelujah, hallelujah, that rebellious line up with God's word in the name of Jesus, because the prayers of the righteous are that much this morning right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we see her healed and whole. That was we will be about also, hallelujah, because they can't find anything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, by Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name, we thank you right now, God, for healing, your healing for Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so every evil work that the enemy is doing, hallelujah, call that demon out by name, in the name of Jesus, and try to pray her body in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, give, hallelujah, them insight, hallelujah, hallelujah, of supernatural strength, of discernment right now, God, hallelujah, to see what enemies that they have God, God, send salvation from Charles, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for blessing them, oh God, with safe child, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for Barbara, Lord. Family,
Thank you,
for the victory in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
You deliver. Hallelujah.
Traveling in mercy.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Healing abundantly.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you. Thank you. So we thank God for that. So I'm going to go ahead on and say what led on my heart to say. Ever since I've been living at Martin House, there's this one lady that when I go down in the plaza, God just had us to meet. And I've been knowing her for about 5 or 6 years. So when the pandemic hit, I didn't see her anymore. And I said, God, I don't know where she is. And I was calling the number that she gave me. And I said, I don't know whether she's still here or something that done happened to her because I don't see her. But she's a woman that, you know, that's out on the streets and stuff like that. And so I'm just, every time that when I don't see this young lady and when the Lord bring her on my heart, I said, God, it's time for me to see her. So I'm believing you that you're going to make that happen. So I'm going to I'm going to position myself where I know that she always be, and she's somewhere around in that plaza, either in the laundromat, looking out, and who's walking the streets or whatever, and stuff like that. So every time when I walk the whole perimeter, sometimes I would go down there walking when I stayed on MLK to see if I see her. If I didn't see her on my way walking around the first time, on my way walking back the same way, I said, God, I hope to see her before I leave and go back home. So every time when I get ready to come or go, God, he strategically put us there. When I'm doing and I turn around and I look, there she is. And sometimes she might recognize me, and sometimes I don't, you know, I have to wait till I keep seeing her walking, and then she comes. And yesterday, hallelujah, I don't know how long, it's been a while, and I was over and I was doing a work for the Lord, and I was taking, hallelujah, this one lady grocery shopping to the doctor's office, and lo and behold, when we were going to the car, I looked up, and there she was, and I just stood there and looked at her, and I stood there for a minute so she could get closer to see who I was, and we both hugged, hallelujah, each other, and we, you know, tears flowed and stuff, and she said, I've been looking for you, and I said, I didn't know where you was and stuff. I didn't know the phone number. She said she's got a home and everything, so I'm thanking God for Beverly. I want to continue to call her name out before God in the name of Jesus, because she's been that way, I don't know for how long, that bound up on the street, hallelujah, unforgiveness or not want to face her situation and the problems and stuff like that, and that's what becomes, because I remember when I was like that, so I understand where she is at this point, because I was there at one time. So I'm thanking God that she's going to have the victory over that, she's going to have the victory over the drugs, whatever they may be, in the name of Jesus. I might think I, you know what it is, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, but I don't want to speak anything out against her, but she's out there on those feet, and I know that there's some type of drug that she's into, but I thank God for the victory. I thank God for deliverance for her life. I thank God that the apartment that she got, that she keeps that apartment, and hallelujah, and then he lifts her up and bring her up out of this, and I know it's got to come from her first. She's got to repent. I thank God for giving her a repentant heart today, and I don't mean to take up any more time, because I want somebody else that needs to have something to say, but prayer for Beverly and prayer for marriages, prayer, hallelujah, for those spirits of death, prayer for our family in the name of Jesus, because I still see God doing what he does, hallelujah, in my family. I see it in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's anybody,
amen.
While we were praying and stuff, you are welcome at this time to say something, and we still want to be mindful of this time so we can give Pastor Darlene time to say what the rest of this, what God has on her heart to say. One more person?
Yes, this is Sister Linda. I just want everybody to know I'm glad. Thank y'all for praying for my procedure. It went well. But also I want y'all to still pray for my hands, because my hands is still where I can't use them properly.
Okay, amen. Thank you. One more person.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have anything to say before we turn it over to the hands of Sister Darlene? Sister Mary, I heard you on the phone. Do you have something that you wanted to say?
I've just been so blessed this morning, just being amongst the family of God and sharing and hearing your voices and continuing interceding on behalf of one another. I love you guys.
We love you too. Okay. Anybody else? Quickly.
Well, I think we should go ahead pray for Sister Linda's hand. They need to be healed.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Yes. Okay. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, you said in Psalms 53:5, I am the Lord who heals.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, for healing for the Linda's hand in the name of Jesus, that healing will take place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for doing it right now, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
a renewed interest in the things of God. So we're going to pray this morning, and I want us to just, you know, be fervent in your prayer as you're praying, and pray with enthusiasm. Be enthusiastic with your prayer against the devil today, the Leviathan spirit, the spirit of Cain, that spirit of jealousy that leads to murder. We're going to pray about all of that this morning. So let's come in and we pray. We got about 5 minutes to do this prayer. So let's do this today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we lose the power and authority, Lord God, over our nation right now. In the name of Jesus, we lose love, kindness, and peace, Lord God, for our nation right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the will, Father, the law of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we do say no weapon formed against this, against us to prosper. In the name of Jesus, we have authority. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the authority and power that you've given us to pray right now in the name of Jesus, to bind these demons, oh Lord God, to try to corrupt our nation. In the name of Jesus, we cast down every last one of them, and in the name of every fiery dart, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, that is coming forth, Father God, trying to disrupt this nation. In Jesus' name, we come against those demons and devils and violence and things that they produce in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we say, be gone, be cast out of every part of this earth in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we lose the power or authority that you've given us, O Lord God, to come against these demons and devils, O Lord God. We lose that power or authority, Lord God, over your believers, O Lord God, to exercise, O Lord God, who they are, Lord God, and you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. You've given your body of believers, you've given it to us, oh Lord God. Let us not be afraid to use that power and authority that you have given us in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. We will be in days henceforth, Father God. All this even as thief in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We lose salvation, Lord God. In Jesus' name, deliver us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, God, heal our people, heal our nation, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, take those leaders, oh Lord God, that know you, Lord God, give them strength, give them the word of God, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, and let them have, oh God, a platform, oh Lord God.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We pray for the
Lord.
Prayer. Thank God for the spirit of unity. Where there's unity, there is strength. So we thank God today, and I want to say thanks to our Sister Marie for carrying us on yesterday when we had that issue with the station. I'm not sure what went on, but a lot of times they won't even respond. They go ahead and fix things. But anyway, we thank God for Sister Marie and how you carried us to the end of the hour, and we completed that hour yesterday. And Sister Gladys, this morning you said this is June the 21st, 1922. I believe we're in the year 2022. So I just wanted to make that known. You know, and I hear some of us, sometimes I say the wrong year too, but we're in the year 2022. So we appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody who's here. And this morning I make a declaration that these prayers are sealed and covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we continuously humble ourselves and pray and we seek the face of God. I decree this morning that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree and declare blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. I decree and declare that we pull down those strongholds in the name of Jesus. I decree that the wickedness in high places is destroyed and the showers of blessings are coming upon our lives daily. I decree this morning that we overcome all by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. You're sowing into good ground. We thank God today that you will see a multiplied blessing. Some will receive 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I want to speak out in Deuteronomy 1 and 11 that the Lord God bless you 1,000 times more than what you are. And we thank God today for that. He has promised that. And if you read Deuteronomy 1 and 11, you'll see that. So we thank the Lord today that we are workers together with the Lord. We will continue to do his will, do his bidding. We will go today in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. In fact, I was just recently reading about Elisha and Jehu. And Jehu was a powerful man of God. He had a fervor. He had the zeal for God and his work. So we thank God today for that, that we have that zeal in our hearts for the things of God, and we will walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, I love you. Have a great day. Adios.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior, we invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Leigh Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.